Hello.
Welcome to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. I am your host, Josh.
I'm Rebecca.
And today we bring to you suffering.
Complete
suffering.
Endless suffering.
For your enjoyment.
Life is suffering.
Yes. So everyone loves a good soda.
I love soda.
A good pop.
Soda. It's soda.
Soda pop.
Soda.
Anyway, wherever you're from and whatever you call it, everyone loves a good fizzy drink.
Fizzy drink, yes.
Unless it's disgustingly flavored like we have here today.
Spoiler!
But we are discussing soda in all of its glory and deliciousness.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
In its normal forms. What is your favorite soda?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. I am a good... Let's see. I think I would go with a Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke is also good.
I like
Coke with cherry juice in it.
What is like a grenadine?
Yeah. Like grenadine.
Yeah.
Like a Shirley Temple but with Coke.
Yes. I love Cherry Coke in all its forms, slushy and liquid.
Coke slushies.
I will say
good.
Growing up, I exclusively drank Diet Coke.
Ew.
I don't know why.
Why?
I have no idea why.
Gross.
I couldn't tell you, but I have a fondness for it.
Okay. That's, I mean, to each their own.
I'd
rather drink a Diet Coke than what we have in front of us right now.
That's true. I'm not looking forward to it. We bought some strange flavors
in
honor of today's episode.
We sure did.
And we will be trying them at our expense.
For your entertainment.
For your entertainment.
Are you not entertained?
We hope that you get a few laughs out of it. But before we get to that, have some research here.
Factoids.
Some factoids, some research about soda. So I have three books here.
Whoa.
They each tell a different story. Two of them are mostly the same. But, okay, so I have The Complete Soda Making Book, From Homemade Root Beer to Seltzer and Sparklers, 100 Recipes to Make Your Own Soda. Found in 641.26. This one's by Jill Huick. Yeah.
Huick.
Yeah. And the other one, I have Making Soda at Home, Mastering the Craft of Carbonation.
Ooh.
By Jeremy Butler, also in 641.875.
That looks delicious on the cover.
I got a lot of my information from this book in particular. However, there is a third book, a history of world in six glasses. I feel like there should be a the.
Isn't there a the in it?
There's a picture.
A history of. What does that little jar thing say?
Nothing. It's a jar, but it says it on the spine.
Yeah, I think the jar is supposed to be, because you know how like different of these cups are like different letters.
Yeah, but I've never seen a giant, like a jar represent a whole word.
No, I've never seen that either, but it's...
A history of the world in six glasses, and it does a history of like soda proper inside that book.
Yes.
Which I did not cover.
Okay.
I'm bringing to you today.
Okay.
What makes up a soda.
Okay.
So a soda.
Deliciousness.
Deliciousness.
Tears of an angel.
Done. There are three main components to a soda: carbonated water, a sweetener, and a flavor. Anything else is embellishment.
Oh.
Such as, like, I don't know, adding, like...
caramel coloring, or...
I don't know, just, like, adding, like, embellishments, like, adding whole things into, like, sodas, or, like...
Oh, ew.
Ice cream, or root beer. Root beer float, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Okay. So, carbonated water, becomes carbonated when carbon dioxide dissolves into it. This can be done by two ways: slowly with yeast or quickly with pressurized CO2. Both yield different results in lengths of carbonation.
Mm-hmm.
There are many different types of sweetener that you can use for your soda, such as cane sugar, which offers its own unique flavor to a soda. Granulated white, which is, you know, your very generic sugar.
Yeah.
Brown sugar, which gives you your caramel flavors, mm-hmm. which are found in a lot of sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Turbinado or raw cane sugar. Mm-hmm. It's a more subtle flavor, If you're going for something that's like a little less sweet, molasses, similar to caramel.
In soda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beet sugar, which is similar to cane sugar. And honey.
Yeah.
Which is for your more floral flavors.
Mm-hmm. Love honey.
So in the 1960s, a seven ounce bottle contains 23 grams of sugar. Today, most of our sodas come in like a 44 ounce, which is 143 grams of sugar.
Ooh.
It's a little sweet, you know?
Ooh, that's a lot of sugar.
A little sweet. In terms of flavor, there are a couple different types of flavor that you could go for a soda. The first being fruity, come from extracts, fruit juices, or infusions, which I tend to like more of like fruit flavored, I feel like, sodas.
Sure.
Like an orange soda.
Orange soda's good. Very refreshing.
Yeah.
Grape like soda.
Lime.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mountain like, Dew is
I would consider them the refreshing sodas.
Yes. Yeah.
Something more indulgent, like a chocolate, caramel, or vanilla flavoring. For example, like a cream soda.
Oh, yeah, like Dr. Pepper cream soda.
I don't like cream soda.
Oh, so good.
It's too much for me.
It's very sweet.
It's very sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, soda's already sweet, but like, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
A cream soda. There is your herbal sodas, which is like root beer and ginger ale.
Okay, I love ginger ale.
I'm a big fan of ginger ale.
I hate root beer.
I don't like the taste of root beer. And I just like ever, like growing up, I was always the person that's like, that got a Coke float instead of a root beer float.
Oh, for sure. Sarsaparilla. It's gross.
Yeah, no, it's gross. But if you like it, that's fine.
That's fine. It's, you know, it's to each their own. Everybody's got to like something.
And then there your like acid flavors, citric acid, which is brings out like, you know, a tartness of like fresh fruit, phosphoric acid, which is most flavors of cola, which is like, you know, the one that it's not really good for you.
Right. It's bad for your enamel.
Yeah.
The teeth enamel.
I wrote here it's the dentist's bane. they don't recommend these kinds of sodas.
Yeah.
And acetic acid, which is a vinegar flavoring.
Ew.
Which the book did mention most people do not like.
Right. Ew.
But yeah.
Gross.
Vinegar flavored soda.
I hate vinegar. Mm-mm. No, 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 no. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank
now,
you.
They don't have this anymore, right? They don't have the flavors of the world.
At Epcot, no.
Yeah, you know, it's gone.
The only place you can do it is in Atlanta, Georgia, the Coca-Cola factory.
You can do it at the Coke store at Disney Springs.
Oh, true, true, true. Because
you can do that flight of sodas.
Which I don't recommend because I got really ill.
From that flight?
Yeah, well, I did the one that includes the cream sodas.
Well, yeah, you got sick.
I did the one where it was everything. It was the regular sodas and then the ones with the fountain ice cream in them.
Yeah, but you try sodas from around the world. Try Beverly. It's very...
Hey, my mom loved Beverly. So everybody likes something.
Sure. Some of my favorites were like the watermelon flavored Fanta.
I liked the one from South Africa where it was like orange.
Yes. I like that one. I don't remember
juicy.
The names of them.
It's like a juice instead
of
a soda.
I can describe their flavors. They all bring back precious memories.
One of them was Mezzo Mix.
Yes.
It's like an orange.
It's very fizzy.
Flavor. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good time. That was one of my favorite places in Epcot. I'm very sad to see it go.
Yes. Now, do you prefer cold soda or room temperature soda? Or
well, see.
Flat?
Who likes flat soda?
Some people do.
I guess that's true. My mom would always shake it a little bit to make it a little less bubbly. But
no, more bubbles the better.
In England, it's common to have room temperature soda. However... I very much appreciate a very cold soda.
I do cold soda.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is a point where it can get too bubbly. I'm just like, it's more bubbles than...
I find Dr. Pepper on the verge of too bubbly.
That's fair.
Dr. Pepper always makes me very gassy.
Yeah. I mean, you're just drinking air at that point.
Yeah, it's very carbonated,
okay.
But delicious.
So, Rebecca did the dirty work for this episode.
The dirty work.
Got us our flavors.
Yes. So what I did is I researched where I could find these fancy sodas, and I came up with a place. But then I asked my husband, and he said that he's been to this place called Showcase of Citrus, Florida's fresh air attraction, which is just down the street from us. And they have an old time type store, and they sell a variety of sodas. So I went there. They're in Claremont, Florida. They're open every day of the week. They're pet friendly, family owned and operated. So I went there and I picked out a pick a pack because they were buy five, get one free. So I got a 6-pack.
So you like you get the box and you just put what, like any six?
Yes. Whatever. Okay. Yeah, they have the box. And then you just fill it up with whatever 6 sodas you want.
I don't recommend. I don't think anyone would have wanted any of these.
So what we have here is an assortment of flavored sodas.
I'm so scared.
They are soda because they're carbonated and flavored and sweetened with sugar. Cane sugar.
They are, by definition, soda.
So should we just get into it? Start with the first one? Let's get the worst one out of the way.
Oh, God, no. No, I'm not. No, because that's going to ruin my taste buds.
Okay, you choose which flavor to do first.
I don't remember the colors. Oh, no.
Well, this one's definitely the one you don't want, then.
Yeah, okay. What is this one? Oh, man.
Peanut butter and jelly.
You know what? Okay, fine.
Pour a little bit in your cup. Oh, that's more than that.
Well, I have to, like, because like I don't want to, like, it's enough to taste.
There, that's a pour. It's a peanut butter and jelly soda by Lester's Fixins. Y'all get your fixins.
It smells like.
Oh, it smells good. It
smells good. It smells like peaches or something.
It's not good. It's not good.
There is like the briefest hint of a peanut butter and jelly. Like I can taste it. It was like there for a second and then it was gone.
What is that taste?
PB&J.
First of all, it's pink. So that's weird. Second of all, what are the ingredients in here?
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It doesn't tell you.
I already have a headache.
You just had one sip.
Yeah. You tell me how many grams of sugar is in that thing right now.
Sugar. Where'd it go? I just saw it. 42 is the answer to that question. 42 grams of sugar.
I can taste all 42.
All right, let me finish mine.
Man, I'm telling you, it was there for a second, and then it was gone.
It has a very unpleasant aftertaste.
I don't know how they got it to taste like that. I don't know how you get extract of peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to leave this one for last, because I think it's going to be the best.
Which one is this one? Oh, Moxie. Okay.
So let's do this one. Bacon.
Oh, no.
Oh, I poured a lot. So,
oh, no.
With the exception of one, I believe. Hold on, let me look. No, that one's not. Almost all but two are the Lester's Fixin brand. So this one's Lester Fixin's Bacon.
I don't want to smell it.
Oh, it smells weird.
It smells like...
Oh, it smells so weird.
How do you give a soda like a smoky smell?
Well, you can get liquid smoke. This one is flavored...
Oh, man, I'm going to barf. I'm going to barf. I can't...
This one has beet juice in it.
We're going to need to wipe the table. It's going to be sticky.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How did it spill? All right.
This is the worst thing. This is the worst thing.
Oh, my God. I forgot my water. Oh, no. I forgot my water.
I can't even finish it. I didn't even pour that much.
I have to because it's in my cup. And I've got nothing to do with it.
Oh, the smoke. It's so bad. It's so bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's so bad. What am I supposed to do with this?
You brought your water. You have to take. That's why I did it all in one shot. Oh, the smoke. Oh, it tastes like bacon. How does it taste like bacon? Shoot it like medicine. Okay.
Oh.
You know what goes good with bacon?
Should have gotten more. What? I can taste it. This is the worst one. This is by far the worst. Like, that was a lot.
So what we're doing next, which Josh is very unhappy about, is ranch.
It's too much.
Ranch Dressing Soda by Lester Fixins. Let's go. Take a smell. Don't take a smell. Do not take a smell. You took a smell. Oh, no. It smells so bad.
Lester, I can't.
Lester Fixin's got something wrong with
Lester,
him.
Lester, I can't with this.
All right, shoot it. That tastes like soap. That doesn't taste... Well, it tastes a little bit like ranch.
Tastes like ranch that's been left out too long. I'm crying.
You are crying.
I'm crying because it's so bad.
Oh, that was really bad.
Oh, my God.
That's an unpleasant... Yeah, I gotta go get my water, man. I can't do this without water.
Go get your water.
Entertain our guests for a minute.
Okay. I'll talk about what we have left on the table here. Oh, okay. Well, Rebecca goes get her water. We have... Oh, no. So... Of the flavors we have left are sweet corn, butter, and pickle. She says that pickle's the worst one, but I'm leaning towards ranch. Ranch is... What's worse, ranch or bacon, would you say?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh. I have to say I think the ranch was pretty bad.
The ranch was pretty bad.
It tasted like soap.
Oh, my God.
I need water. I forgot to get paper towel and water.
I should have, like, oh, you know what's better. Weird? Like, I can still taste the smoke of the bacon.
What's next?
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn!
Which I'm pretty excited about, because I like sweet corn.
Oh, I put a lot in my cup. Oh, God.
This one looks like pee.
It's okay. Nope.
No? Does it smell bad?
I don't want to do that. I don't want
it
to.
It smells
do
exactly like the snack that I eat that is sweet corn.
I don't want to do that at all. You might as well just do it one shot, man.
Just tastes like corn.
I don't like corn that much.
I don't like ranch at all.
Oh.
It tastes like the Filipino snack that I eat, that's sweet corn. So, like, that's a fine flavor for me.
Okay. Well.
I cannot.
The last one is not Lester Fixin.
That's not the last one.
This one is by Rocket Fizz.
That's not the
last
one.
No, it's the last one because I'm not doing that last one. That one's Greg's.
Okay, fine.
You can try it.
I'll do the last one. The last dab.
The last dab. This one's by Rocket Fizz. Which we have a Rocket Fizz downtown Orlando, which is where I was going to go the first time. But why travel all that way when there's... I just have the tiniest bit in my cup. It's not the last one. We still have the one in the middle. We saved the best for last.
Oh, that's true.
You can do it, friend. If I can do the sweet corn, you can do this.
The sweet corn's nothing. It's nothing.
This one's butter.
Look, I hate buttered flavored like most anything.
It smells just like the sweet corn one.
That's bad for you. Are you sure it's just not the sweet corn lingering?
I don't have an enjoyable, like, sensation in my stomach.
No, I don't feel good at all. I feel sick.
Whose idea was this? This was a mistake.
This was a mistake. This is, okay, this is the worst. I would rather do...
Here I go.
Like 20 more spicy something challenges than to do this. You're making a great face.
It's not that bad.
Brr. Brr. We gotta get.
Come on, Moxie.
Okay, so Moxie. Oh, they were still butter in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of butter in mine too. Okay, so we're ending on Moxie, the original elixir from 1884.
This is not good. Okay. It is.
What's the flavor? Describe it for Moxie. Our listeners.
You ever have like Robitussin?
This one has phosphoric acid in it.
Well, goodbye,
Robitussin, the red flavored
medicine.
This is produced by Cornucopia Beverage Company.
I don't feel like I have any more Moxie after drinking this.
So this is like an old school soda. This is like an actual soda that.
Yeah, I don't know why people enjoyed it.
Okay. Oh, the smell.
It smells like medicine.
Is it root beer? Does it taste like root beer? It
doesn't taste like root beer.
It smells like root beer. No, I don't want to.
this is save the best for last.
I thought it was going to be more like Coke.
Oh, no. It's an old-timey soda.
It looks just like Coke.
It's going to taste like medicine and tar.
It tastes like root beer.
It does not taste like root beer.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't...
Okay, I can't do the last one.
You're not going to do the last
dab?
No,
because I'm so sick.
So Moxie doesn't have a bad aftertaste.
No, it has arguably the best aftertaste out of any of these.
Okay, we're done. We made it. We survived. The last one that my husband picked out is pickle juice. Pickle soda.
Which doesn't sound as bad as the rest of whatever.
But I cannot stand pickles, so I'm not even about that life.
Oh.
But anyway, that's what we've got.
Don't drink most of these.
And you know, I was going to tell you what book I was reading. However, I've forgotten it again, the title. So I read it. I read some more. I haven't finished it yet. But I can't remember what the title is, and I don't think I have a picture or anything of it, because I took the cover off. It was a paper cover. I took it off because I don't like to ruin it. Let's see the year of the. Ah, there we go. It is called The Year of the Witching by Alexis Henderson. It has a 4.4 out of 5 from Barnes and Noble. Let's see. Oh, hold on. I just lost it. A bewitching feminist fantasy debut draws readers into a world of harsh contrast and dark magic.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's why I picked it up, because I was like, ooh, that looks nice.
Let's see. I was going to say I wasn't reading anything, but that's not true.
Not entirely true. You lied.
I started reading a biography. Yeah. I started reading about Sally Ride.
Okay, yeah.
America's first woman in space.
Mm-hmm.
It was on our display downstairs for
Women's Month.
Yeah, Women's History Month. And I grabbed it, and I was just like flipping through it, you know. And I was like, "Oh, this is really interesting." And then I just kept reading, and then I kept reading, and then I kept reading, and I was like, I don't know. I've read half the book already. So.
By golly, I'm reading.
Wow. Yeah, but it's actually really good. Very interesting. I knew a lot about Sally Ride just because I know a lot about like space history and stuff like that. But like, you know, just reading like how different events impacted her life, like after her missions, like Challenger and Columbia,
mm-hmm.
and how she was on both of those panels to like, you know, figure out what happened. And it was just, it's a very good read. I would recommend it. We have it in our collection as a hard copy. So, yeah.
Nice. Good. That sounds good.
Yeah. I need to, like, lay down.
Yeah, I need
oh, my God.
I need to just keep chugging water.
I need to, like, purge my body. My body is not happy with
no,
me.
No, mine isn't happy either. I feel the sugar in my head, but the tummy is like, what did you just do?
Yeah, the combination of these. If I were a braver person, I would combine all of them and drink that, but I'm not.
I was going to say, you just put the challenge out there. Are you sure you don't want to?
There's no gain for me. It's just be like, there would be no gain. It would just be asking.
There'd be gain for me. I would really enjoy it. That's okay.
I'm glad you would enjoy
it. No pressure. Don't put that kind of pressure, because that would be a lot of liquid. Even if you had the smallest amount of each one, it would add up. Times six, it'd be a lot of liquid.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up before this we is, lose consciousness.
Yeah. This is your nonfiction friend signing off maybe for the last time before these sodas get to us. just remember, we love our listeners.
And that's nonfiction friends.